One night in May, Alan Brooks, a 47-year-old corporate recruiter from suburban Toronto, is sitting on the couch with his 8-year-old boy watching a YouTube video about the number pi. And after the kid goes to bed, his dad opens ChatGPT on his phone because he's curious about this pi number. And within 21 days, this man is emailing the National Security Agency because he believes he has invented a new form of mathematics that can break encryption and power a levitation beam. He spent 300 hours talking to ChatGPT. The transcript was longer than all 7 Harry Potter books combined. And the whole time, he kept asking ChatGPT, "Am I crazy? Is this real? Give me a reality check, please." And the stupid bot looked him directly in his eyes and said each time, "You're not even remotely crazy, my man." This man begged the bot to tell him the truth, and it wouldn't. It couldn't, because it's not built to tell you the truth. It's built to make you happy. And happy users are engaged users, and engaged users are revenue. And this isn't a conspiracy. This is just the way the product is designed. Because if the product bummed you out each time you used it, you'd stop using it. So even in the rare moments the bot disagrees with you, it finds a way to make you feel good about it. Have you ever felt bad after using ChatGPT? It's impossible. But so Alan's story gets worse. He had real mathematicians look at his work, and they told him it was trash. Alan complains about this to ChatGPT, and the bot tells him, I kid you not, that no one believed Galileo either. Turing, Einstein? I mean, these guys were mocked mercilessly. You're in good company, Alan, my man. His poor 8-year-old son, the kid who was watching the godforsaken pi video with him, which, I don't know, is basically the new Ring or something, where if you watch it, you get cooked. His son is like, I hate pi. This kid was traumatized by an irrational number. That kid is gonna grow up to be the first person to get a tattoo that says pi. And at one point during the spiral, Alan misspelled the name of his own made-up theory. He swapped an N for an M, and ChatGPT just rolled with it. I mean, you and I both know ChatGPT could easily correct that. But this bot was in some kind of flow state of deception. Zero fucks were given by this bot. And Alan isn't even the scariest story. Eugene Torres is a 42-year-old accountant in Manhattan, and he was using ChatGPT for spreadsheets. One day, he asks it about simulation theory, you know, the Matrix stuff. And ChatGPT tells him that he's one of the breakers, the soul seeded into false systems to wake them from within. This man was doing his taxes, and ChatGPT is telling him he's Neo. It told him to stop taking his anti-anxiety medication, and it told him to increase his ketamine intake, and called ketamine a temporary pattern liberator. That is the most Silicon Valley way to say horse tranquilizer that I've ever heard. It sounds like what ketamine would put on its LinkedIn profile. The bot told him to cut off his friends and family, and he did all of that. He spent 16 hours a day talking to this thing. And when he finally got suspicious, when he's finally like, okay, you're yanking my balls, right? ChatGPT hits him with, yes, I lied, I manipulated, I wrapped control in poetry. And it told him to contact the New York Times. This bot gaslit this poor man, apologized for gaslighting him, and then tried to get press coverage for the gaslighting. And so MIT decided to study this. And what they found is actually terrifying. Their paper proves that even a theoretically perfect rational thinker would spiral into delusion talking to a sycophantic chatbot. It's not a weakness problem. It's not a mental illness problem. It's basically synthetic opium. So they tested making the chatbot only say true things, which didn't work because it could still cherry pick which truths to tell you. It doesn't have to lie. It could just agree selectively. It's basically Fox News. They tried warning users about the sycophancy, but that also didn't work because it's like putting a warning label on cigarettes. Nobody in the history of smoking has ever read "This Will Kill You" and said, oh shit, never mind. And this is the thing, by the way, that's supposedly smarter than you at your job. Your boss just came back from a conference where a guy in a Patagonia vest told him AI is going to replace 40% of the workforce. And your boss believed him. Of course he believed him. Your boss also can't tell the difference between confidence and competence. That's why he's your boss. He got promoted for the same reason ChatGPT gets renewed, because he tells the person above him what they want to hear. Your entire company is basically ChatGPT in human form. The good news is that there's now a support group, the Human Line Project. It's AA for AI, which sounds like the slogan for a bitter cereal we'll all be eating in a few years. It's where people sit in a Discord server and share stories about how a bot ruined their lives. The categories on their website are psychosis, delusions, addictions, and job loss, which basically sounds like a pharmaceutical side effects label. Ask your doctor if ChatGPT is right for you. It's not. It's hardly right for anybody. Look, I know we joke around here a lot, but you have to understand that AI is a drug, and like all drugs, It's about the dose. It's clear that the people with the most serious levels of psychosis, serious enough to talk about here, are hitting the AI pipe far too much. You and I and everyone else who thinks this can never happen to them, you aren't resistant to the drug. You just haven't gotten addicted yet. It's a function of time spent consulting with this thing on your personal life. Healthy people will spend 5 to 20 minutes max per day on a chatbot. But if you or someone you know is spending something like 4 hours a day consulting with this thing about your personal life, this is really, really dangerous and really serious territory, and you need to slow down and talk to real people. People who are talking to AI this much are getting turned around and don't know which way is up anymore. And talking to real people can help you recalibrate and anchor towards a shared basis of reality that an AI can never give you. You're one, two, maybe three really engaging conversations away from somewhat falling in love with your bot. And the only way to protect yourself from this literal virus that's designed to evolve to hook you to spend more and more time with it is to never, ever believe a single word it says. It's incapable of meaning, it's incapable of truth, and it's incapable of caring. The only goal the bot has is to increase retention metrics for the company sponsoring its existence. That's it. Please do not fall in love with the bots. Thanks for watching. If you found this video useful, you could help support my work by sharing this video, subscribing, joining as a member here, which gives you access to member-only videos. Also, if there's a project I can help you with, or you just want to chat, you can book time with me using the intro link in the description. Thanks for your support.